There's one lady coming one time. If you can walk the walk, let's see if you can talk the talk. So, let's see. Good morning, or good afternoon. I'm so glad you came to Bible class today. You want to start with putting our attendance charts up? We're going to put flowers in our flower pot. Now, Emma? Ella. Okay, I'm not good with names. What's your name?
Carson.
And what's your name, sweetheart? Annabelle. And Oliver?
Yes.
All right, I got it right. Y'all go get you a flower pot and put your flower in the flower pot. Doesn't matter which one. Look, you see. Let's do it this way. Push it on like that. See how it's sticking out like that? Good job. And when you get through, go sit in the circle. Go sit on the circle for me. Good job. Great. All right. Okay, let me. Okay, you got to sit. Hannah, can you handle my Bible, please? Okay. Now, y'all told me your name. Let me tell you mine. My name is Miss Kathy. And I'm getting to teach y'all today about God's Word. The first thing that Miss Kathy likes to do, though, is go over some rules that she uses in her class. Do you know what a rule is?
Yes.
What's a rule?
That's
exactly right. You have rules at home?
Yeah.
You have rules? You do? What's one of your rules at home?
Sometimes
you pick up your toys, clean up your room. Yeah. And if we don't do it, what happens? Oh, get in trouble, don't we? So I have three rules. Do y'all think y'all can do three rules in my class this afternoon?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what these rules are. When the teacher is teaching, what are we supposed to do?
Be quiet.
Be quiet. That's right. That's rule number one. Rule number two is raise your hand. Don't talk when you have a question or want to talk. Good job. Can y'all do that? Okay. Good job. And the next one is stay in your seat. Can you do that? Can you stay in your seat? That's the easy rules, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can all do those rules, right? Okay. Well, this is our circle time. And in our circle time, we want to do things like Bible facts. So what I want to ask you are some Bible facts. What is the greatest book of all?
Bible.
The Bible. That's right. And you know, there's two main parts to the Bible. What are those main parts in the Bible? Do you know? Carson, do you know what the two main parts of the Bible are? That's right. What? No, what are the two main parts? You were saying it. The Old Testament and the New Testament. Good job. Good job. Y'all are just too smart. And how many books are in the whole Bible? 66. That's right. Great job. Now, can you tell me what the first book in the Bible is?
Genesis.
Genesis. That's right. Good job. What about the first four books of the New Testament? Can you tell me what that is? No, the New Testament. I mixed you up, didn't I? I confused you. We're going from the Old to the New. How many, what are the first four books in the New Testament?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Good job. Now you want to tell me the first five books of the Old Testament? Okay, what are they?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus,
and one more. What's after numbers?
Good
job! Y'all are just so smart! Well, that's our Bible facts for today. So why are we here? To study what? Our math?
Yeah.
We are? We're going to have math class today? No. What about science?
No.
No. Bible class. That's right. And we need to be happy in Bible class, don't we? Do we need to be grumpy in Bible class?
No.
No. Let me see your grumpy faces. Uh-oh. Let's find out about our grumpy faces. Can you sing this song with me? I don't want to be a grumpy, a grumpy, a grumpy. I don't want to be a grumpy. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to be a grumpy. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't want to be a grumpy in Bible class? No. What do we want to be? Happy. Let me see those happy faces. Big smiles, happy faces. I just want to be a happy, a happy, a happy. I just want to be a happy. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I just want to be a happy. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And why should we be happy? And but we should be happy because we're in what?
Bible
class. That's right. And we get to study about God, and He sent His Son to die for us so we could go to heaven, didn't He? And we need, that's a happy thing. And so we need to be happy. Do y'all know this song? And if y'all know the song, y'all are welcome to sing. Let's sing this song. There's not a book. There's not a book like the Holy Bible. No, not one. No, not one. There's not a book that I love so dearly. No, not one. No, not one. For it tells all about our Father, and it tells us about His Son. There's not a book like the Holy Bible. No, not one. No, not one. Remember, the greatest book is what?
The Bible.
The Bible. And there's not a book like it at all. Let's see if you know this song. Oh, let's see. Let's see. No, but that's a good one. Yeah, we can sing that one in just a minute. What do we love? We love the Bible. What do we love? We love the Bible. What do we love? We love the Bible. Every word is true. Can I hold it? Who inspired it? The Holy Spirit. Who inspired it? The Holy Spirit. Who inspired it? The Holy Spirit. Every word is true. What does it tell us? How to get to heaven? What does it tell us? How to get to heaven? What does it tell us? How to get to heaven? Every word is true. Can we believe it? Yes or no, we can. Can we believe it? Yes or no, we can. Can we believe it? Yes or no, we can. Every word is true. Good job. Okay, Oliver, what do we love? And what? His Word, don't we? The Bible. Who inspired it? Ella? The Holy
Spirit.
Good job. And what does it tell us? How to get to heaven. That's right. And can we believe it, Carson? Yes, we can. Good job. Okay. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Want to do it faster? The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Faster? The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Good job. Okay, let's have a prayer before we go and study for our Bible. Can you bow your head? Have a prayer. Our dear God in heaven, we thank you so much for these boys and girls that came to Bible class today. We thank you so much for their mommies and daddies and for bringing them up in God's Word. We pray that you will be with us as we study your Word, and we will do what we're supposed to do for you and grow up to be Christians and work for your church. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's go to our table, okay? Okay, let's have a seat. Now, all right, let me get fixed here a minute. Don't usually have to teach with the microphone hanging on you. Well, I don't know, I can't get it. Okay, guess what? We have a visitor in class today. You know what his name is? Okay. Can you see him? No, his name is Walter. Walter, do y'all know a Walter?
No,
I don't either, except for this Walter. And he needed to come to Bible class, because you know what his mama calls him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a Walter. You know why?
Yeah.
Because every time his mama asks him to do something, Walter says, I don't want to. His mommy says, let's go and clean your room up, Walter. And he says, I don't want to. Stomps his foot and walks off and says, I don't want to. Wow. Do you do that to your mom and dad?
Yeah.
Oh, when they say, Ella, it's time to take a bath. Do you say, I don't want to?
No.
No, you don't? What about you, Carson? No. When they get ready for you to go to bed at night, you say, I don't want it. We don't want to be a Walter. But one day, Walter's mother just had enough. She said, Walter, you can't keep saying, I don't want it. You have to do things. Come sit down and let me tell you about a man in the Bible that told God he didn't want to do something. Have you ever told God you didn't want to do something?
No.
Oh, let's hope not.
No.
And we go to the Bible to get this lesson. And do you know what this man's name was? See if this gives you a hint.
Jonah.
Jonah, that's right. Jonah. And where do we go to the Bible to find the story about Jonah? Is it the Old Testament or the New Testament?
The New Testament.
No. That's right. The Old Testament. We go to the Old Testament. And you know what book in the Bible? The book of Jonah. Oh, well, of course, we go to the book of Jonah. So that's what we're going to study about today. A man in the Bible that didn't want to go. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Jonah says, me? Go to Nineveh? I don't want to. Uh-oh. And so Jonah heads up. Nineveh's this way. Jonah's going this way. He says, I'm not going to Nineveh. Uh-oh. And so Jonah gets on a ship and heads to Tarshish. Can y'all say that word? Tarshish. And he heads the wrong way. And when Jonah was in the ship, guess what happened? Well, he did, but what happened first? God sent a storm, and it rocked that boat real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just
Well, almost. They thought it was. And the men in the boat were afraid, and they didn't know who was responsible for this. And they talked, and they said, what are we going to do? And so what they did was they went down to find Jonah. And guess what Jonah was doing?
Sleeping.
He told God, I don't want to. And he went to the ship, got on the ship, and went to sleep. Oh, no. So when they woke Jonah up, Jonah told them, well, they decided first to draw straws or cast lots and to see who was the person causing this problem. Of course, it fell on Jonah. Jonah told him, I disobeyed God, so throw me over in the water. Oh, it was deep too. What do you think? Didn't even have a life jacket on, did he? But the men did what he said. They threw him in the water. And guess what happened to Jonah? God prepared a what? A big fish. And what did it do? It did what? It swallowed Jonah. That's right. And Jonah said, oh, well, at least I didn't have to go to Nineveh. Is that what he said? No. He said, God, I'm sorry. He prayed. Please, God, I'm sorry. Give me another chance. Oh, well, for 3 days he prayed. You think he was scared? Would you have been scared? I would have been scared. I would have been really scared too. Really scared. But God heard Jonah and knew that he had repented, and he spit him out. What do you think Jonah did then? Went and got on another ship?
No.
No. He did. And what did he do when he got to Nineveh? He taught. He sure did. He preached to the people. And guess what the people did? They repented. They said, I'm sorry that we hadn't been following God, and we're going to start following God. And guess what? Jonah's work was done in Nineveh. And God was very pleased that the people listened to them. You know, the people in Nineveh were very wicked people. You know what wicked means? Mean. Very mean people. So God said, I'm going to destroy them, Jonah, but if you don't go and preach to them and have them start living like good people. Isn't that a pretty good story?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good story, isn't it? What does that tell us? What do we learn? What lesson do we learn from Jonah?
The Bible.
The
Old Testament.
Yeah, the Old Testament. That's right. In what book?
The Bible.
That's right. In the book of Jonah. That's right. But what lessons do we learn? What could Jonah hide from God?
Yeah.
No. God knew where Jonah was, didn't he? He knew he'd gone and jumped on that ship and tried to run away from him. But he couldn't, could he? God knew where he was. That's the reason that big storm came. Well, also we learn that we should always obey God. Girl, we should always obey God, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
All right. Good job. Okay, now I have this song that I've been practicing with Hannah. This is new to me, so let's see if we can sing this song. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Let's see if we can sing the song. It's to the tune of Down at the Station. Y'all probably don't know that song, do you? But let's try to sing that song, okay? All right. There was... Let's see. In the Bible, God told him to go to Nineveh. Jonah said no and sent away to Tarshish. He should have known you can't hide from God. God called the storm to come. He shook the boat and scared them half to death. Jonah in the water. I am the reason God sent this storm. Fish to swallow Jonah. He lived inside the fish. He prayed to God, please let me go to Nineveh. Jonah was sorry, he did not obey. On the dry land, way to Nineveh. Jonah preached and all the people listened. God was so happy, they wanted to obey. And that's the story that we just studied about? Okay, Oliver. Where in the Bible do you go and find Jonah?
The Old Testament.
The Old Testament. Good job. And what book in the Bible?
Jonah.
Good job. Good job. Y'all are so good. Now, what we're going to do now is we're going to make a craft. Do y'all like to make crafts?
Yes.
And I'm going to get some of my teenage girls to help y'all. And this is the craft we're going to make. Remember, God prepared a big fish?
Yes.
And what did Jonah do inside the fish? What did he do?
Prayed.
And what did God do after Jonah prayed?
Let him out.
He let him out. He spit him on the dry land. This is the little craft we're going to make. Okay? I'm going to do it with glue sticks. And this is the reason you need a helper in class, because the crafts are, with the little ones, are kind of hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Like this.
This is purple.
Okay, that's good. You like purple? Okay. Everybody got one? Did I get one? Man, they haven't got one, buddy. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is roll your blower out like this and lay it flat on the table like this. Can you do that?
Yes.
And then put some glue on Jonah right here. Can you put the glue on Jonah right there? And then we're going to turn around and we're going to put him on this. Okay? And he'll roll back up. Going to have to hold it down for a little bit and let him. See that? Okay, hold it like this for a few minutes, okay? Can you hold it like that? Hold on to it. Okay. Hold it. Yeah, flip it over. Here goes. Okay, put, keep your hand on it till it, look, right here. There you go. Good job. Okay, hold your hand right there and let it stick. Hold on to it right here. Hold on to it. You will. Hold on to it. Now, while that's drying, I'm going to give you a color, and I'm going to let you draw your eye on your whale, okay? Can you draw your eye on your whale? Okay. Now, we're not going to put a button, because I didn't put in hot glue here. Okay, put your eye on your whale. Let's see, that may not show up. Won't show up?
Yeah, it's blue when
there's a blue fish. Okay.
You can't have blue.
How's that? Yeah. There you go. There's your eye. You got it? Okay. There you go. How's that?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. Red on it? Okay. You want red on yours? Or you're just going to do that? Okay, it's just going to be one eye. There you go, right there. Good job. Okay. Now we're going to put the blower on with glue dots. We're going to take, let's see, let me roll it out, make sure we get it on right. Okay. Let's put it right here. Okay. Let me put your glue dots on for you. It's all right, let me put it on either way. Okay. No, it's the other way. It's the other way. Okay, here we go. And put it on just like that. Now. Look at Oliver.
Is Oliver
up there? Uh-uh. Blow. Blow. Uh-uh. Blow hard. There you go. Okay. Okay. You did it again. Just a second. Let everybody finish theirs. All right, now let's see if you can blow that. Blow Jonah out. Good job. All right. What's that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, he could have come out upside down. We don't know. He probably come out any way he could get out. Yeah. Yep.
You did it!
Okay. There you go, try it. Good job. Okay, what did God do for after Jonah prayed for 3 days? What did he do? Spit him out. Let me see. Blow hard. Oh, Ella had that on time. Oh, okay. Good job. Okay, when we let Ella do hers. Okay, let me see, Ella. Let's see if you can...
Blow it.
Oh, there you go. Good job. Okay, let me see. Oh, you can. Wow, y'all are doing a good job. Okay, all right. Now let's put our traps under the under our chairs. Can you put them under the chairs? Thank you. Now, we're going to see if you can remember all that we studied today, okay? We're going to go looking for Jonah. But you know what we need to do?
What?
We need to put our swimming glasses on where we can find Jonah, remember? Hey, they threw him overboard. Put your swimming glasses on. Let's see if we can find Jonah. Need some help?
I need some help.
All right. Yeah, for real. Well, it wouldn't be this bad if it was in class. Okay. Let's see if this works. Stretch hard. Stretch. Nope, not stretch is enough. Okay. Okay. Now stretch. Okay, stretch. Okay, let's just don't worry about it. Let's just hold them like this. How's that?
Yeah, I think they're fine.
Let's just hold them like this, because they're not going to... Yeah, hold them up here. Hold them up here. Okay, let me ask you something. Do you need swimming glasses to find Jonah?
Yeah.
No. We're not going to go dive in a big pool of water to find Jonah, are we? Let's see if we can find Jonah. Y'all see Jonah?
No.
Put your swimming glasses on. Put your swimming glasses on. Do you see Jonah?
I
do. You see him? You see him?
Yeah.
What's he doing in that fish's belly?
Praying.
And what did he do? Can you see Jonah?
Yeah.
And the fish spit him on the dry land, and he did what? Ran to Nineveh and preached to the people. Okay. Now, you can put your glasses on the table because we can't get them on. Well, let me ask you this. Do we need swimming glasses to find Jonah?
Yeah.
No. Where would we go and find Jonah?
In the Bible,
in God's Word. We don't dive in a pool of water, would we? We dive into our Bibles and find Jonah. Now, I have some pictures here, and I'm going to lay them out on the table. And when you see the answer to the question, let's just where everybody can see them. When you see the answer to the question, I want you to point to the pictures. Okay? All right, let's see. Now, who did God tell to go to Nineveh?
Jonah.
Jonah, where's the picture of Jonah? There are pictures of Jonah, aren't they? Well, what did Jonah tell them?
No.
No, not me. No. So Carson has the picture of Jonah that's saying, no, I don't want to go to Nineveh. Okay? Now, where did Jonah go instead of Nineveh? Where did Jonah go? Look at the pictures. Where did they go?
The conscience.
Yeah, and what? How did he get, huh?
On a boat.
Okay, where's the picture of Jonah getting on a boat? Can you find it? Good job. Jonah gets on a ship to Tarshish. Okay, now, listen, Carson, listen, Ella, listen, Sadie, listen, Oliver, and they threw him overboard. Let me have the glasses. Can I have the glasses? Thank you. Thank you. When they threw him overboard, what did God prepare to swallow him?
The big fish.
The big fish. Where is it? Good job. The big fish. Good job, Oliver. Okay. And where did they find Jonah on the ship? Where did they find Jonah on the ship? What was he doing?
Sleeping.
Good job. Sleeping. Okay. All right. Then what was Jonah doing when the fish swallowed him?
Praying.
Good job. And what did the people do that he preached to in Nineveh?
They
prayed. They repented, didn't they? And they said, I'm sorry that I was bad, and I want to be good. And God was so pleased that Jonah went to Nineveh and preached, and the people obeyed. All right, good job. Y'all did such a good job. All right. Now, before we're through, y'all want to sing some more songs?
Yeah.
Let's sing a couple more songs. Do y'all know the song 1, 2, 3, Jesus Loves Me? Yeah. Okay, let's sing that song. 1, 2, 3, Jesus loves me. 1, 2, Jesus loves you. 3 and 4, Jesus loves you more than he's ever been loved before. 5, 6, 7, we're on our way to heaven. 8, 9, Jesus is mine. Now, you're up to 10. Let's start over and do it again. Do it faster. Okay, I want to hear you sing. Katie's hard of hearing, so let's sing loud, okay?
One, two, three, Jesus loves me. One, two, Jesus loves you. Three and four, Jesus loves you more. More than you've ever been loved before. Five, six, seven, we're on the way to heaven. Eight, nine, Jesus is mine. Now that we are back to 10, we won't take time to do it again.
Good job. That was good singing there. Okay. Now, what are the lessons we learned from Jonah? Oliver, what is one of my rules? Thank you. Thank you. What is the lesson we learned today? And we can't what? We can't hide from who?
God.
And we must always obey God. Right. How about Glory Land Express? Do y'all know that song? Okay. When we sing it, I'm going to hold this one. I won't. Hello. Well, we're not going to sing it because my J's missing. Oh. I have the J. You have a U. J. You have an S. You have an E. And you have an S. So when I call your letter out, I want you to hold it up, okay? I'm on my way to heaven on the Glory Land Express. The side of the bus course is J-E-S-U-S. You ready? Well, I was just moving then. I guess they don't. Yeah, I guess they. Yeah. Okay. All right, you ready again? Let's start over. I'm on my way to heaven on the Glory Land Express. The side of the bus course is J-E-S-U-S. Good job. Good job. Y'all know the rest of it? Let's try it again. Now hold your letters up and we'll do it slow, okay? I'm on my way to heaven on the Glory Land Express. The side of the bus course says J-E-S-U-S. Good job. Good job. Okay. Alright. Let's have a prayer and then we can get our craft and we'll be finished with Bible class. I hope you had fun and I hope you'll come back next time and be with us, okay? Alright. Let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the boys and girls and for their learning about Jonah. We pray that they will never hide from God, try to hide from God, and always obey Him. Thank you so much for these precious boys and girls. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank y'all. That was so good. So good.
The other class is just about starting.